Good morning.
Good morning.
We've been talking about Simcha. We only have a few more days that we get to talk about Simcha. I want to say two quick points about Simcha. One is that it has been mentioned already that Simcha comes in many, many different flavors. There are a lot of words in the Torah for Simcha. You can go through a whole Kapitel Tehillim and you could see Simcha, Ditzah, Rina, Chedva, Ava, Achva, not Ava, but you can have a whole bunch of words that describe Simcha. And it's important for a person to become a connoisseur, a person to be able to really know the type of feeling that you're having. Simcha does not necessarily express itself externally. It doesn't mean that a person has to be jumping for joy to be full of Simcha, although he very well might be expressing it externally. But Simcha is a very, very holy and deep feeling. The pasuk says, "Pikudei Hashem yisharim mesamchei lev." The mitzvahs of Hashem are straightforward, and they are cause joy of the mind, joy of the heart. It doesn't say "Pikudei Hashem yisharim," and they cause a person lirkod to dance, or a person to do that the thing with going through the feet, where a person does the jumping thing. It doesn't say that. It says it's mesamchei lev. It's an internal feeling in a person's mind. A person feels, I'm doing the mitzvahs, I'm so full of joy, but not necessarily is the joy popping out of my body so that everyone else can see it. It's an interesting thing. A few years ago, I did a test on my class. I gave examples, you can get it for yourself, of pictures of feelings, people expressing feelings on, you see the images, and you look at it and you see, what is that feeling? Is it anger? Is it disappointment? Is it embarrassment? Is it happiness? Etc., etc., etc. It turns out that people nowadays are pretty terrible at being able to analyze quickly what the person in front of me is actually feeling. Perhaps it's because we don't look at people anymore. Perhaps it's because we don't know how to communicate properly. Perhaps we're very self-centered. Perhaps, I don't know. I don't know what I am. But I can ask my therapist. But Simcha is something very internal to be able to express. And one other point, right, Milstein mentioned last week or 2 weeks ago that an important way to be able to focus on your Simcha is by looking at the things that you have and trying to compare it to other things that you have, and which one would you prefer more? Your ears or your eyes, your nose or your mouth, your hands or your feet, all this type of stuff, and be able to do such a thing in order to really, really appreciate what you have. Just like we said, you have to be a connoisseur of the type of feeling you have. You have to be a connoisseur in the things that trigger Simcha. It's a very interesting halacha. It comes up, the halacha is that a person cannot get married on Yom Tov. Can't get married in Chol HaMoed. It's a pasuk, it's in Gemara Chagiga. The pasuk says, V'samachta b'chagecha, you should be rejoicing because of your Yom Tov, v'loy b'ishtecha, not on your wife. Okay, seems very straightforward. It's a pasuk. You should be rejoicing about a Yom Tov, but not rejoicing about your wife. The Rambam doesn't say it like that. The Rambam says, a noisin nashim, a person doesn't get married, v'loy, okay, etc. Why not? Because a person has become such a connoisseur of joy, the joy of one will supersede the joy of the other. The joy of getting married will overpower the joy of the Yom Tov. Because a person has to be able to sense, which joy am I supposed to be feeling now? What triggers my joy? Is it a level 10 joy, a level 9, level 8, 7, 6, 11, level 67, level 500 million? Whatever it is, a person is supposed to be a connoisseur. Feel and find those things that imbue you with Simcha. Have a wonderful day, filled with Simcha.